Torah Shetziva Hashem Leimar Dabra B'nei Yisrael V'yikhoi Lecha Parah Adun V'tamim Shulchan Aruch L'Rechayim Simen Tafresh Pehe Siv Zayin Yesh Aymer Sheparashas Zohar U'Parashas Parah Aduma Chayavim L'Korim B'day Reis Zayim Chuyiv Talayim Min HaTayim. Rabbi Shaisa brings down that that's the sheet of Tosis and Brachas Daf Yud Gimel, Dibur HaMaschel B'Loshon HaKadosh. That's sheet of Tosis, that Parshas Parah and Parshas Zochar Leirais. The Gros says that we don't have it in our Tosis. And probably the Rabbi Shaisa had some different girsa. The Magen Avraham also says there's no reason why Parshas Parah should be Medai Reis. Amele, Parshas Hamolek, Kemal Fashtein, it says Zohar, Al Tishkach. But why should Parshas Parah be Medai Reis? Also, where is it Merumis? Where is there a Remes in the Torah? It's such a thing. So Simchas Yisrael Broid, Zarech Baruch, in the Sefer, some Derech, he says, that number one, from Tosfos it is Mashma like that. Because Tosfos says, certain things have to be said in Lashon HaKadosh. Look, I'll be what? So the Lashon of Tosfos is Yeshleim of the Mairi with Parshi Yois Hamachuyavin Likreis Dairais, Kemoi Parshi Zoch. Parshi Yois, that Hamachuyav Dairais, for example, Parshi Zoch. But Mashma, that there's other Parshias that Hamachuyav Talaim Dairais. So Mashma, there's more than one Parshi. So from that, the Yeshleim, the Shulchan Aruch says, that's Parshas Parah. And he's Moisik, or Simchas Yisrael Broide, that it could be that the remez in the Torah is, Zoish Chukas HaTorah Shashiv Hashem Leimar, Dabral B'nei Yisrael. What's the word Leimar over here? It's Hashiv Hashem, Dabral B'nei Yisrael. Like Leimar, Dabral B'nei Yisrael, is a double lashon. So, or Chaim HaKadosh asks this question, so, the Chizkuni says that just like you find by Oz Yosher Moshe Levnei Yisrael Sashir Azoy Slashem by Yomer Leimar, so what does Leimar Chazal say L'dayrus? To have a minute to say it L'dayrus. So it could be that over here the extra Leimar is that this should be said L'dayrus, it should be a constant reminder. It's a remez. But you still have to understand, like, why Taken? Why Taken? You don't have Par Adum of Bizman Azeh. It's not like for, you know, being Moicha, the shame of Amalek. So what is the Indian of remembering, the Indian of Parshas Parah to say it over? So I think the Parshas Parah is a chelik of the Ikar identity of the Yid. And that's also one of the reasons the Mefarshim ask why it says Zois Chukas HaTorah. Why does it say Zois Chukas HaParah, Zois Chukas HaTahara? What's Zois Chukas HaTorah? I think this is a general klal in Torah, what makes us a yid. And that is a yid has the ability of cleansing himself from tumah. By a goy you don't find that, because a goy is be'etzim tumah. If a goy is be'etzim tumah, you can't get rid of it. You can't get rid of your atzimus unless you're a magayah. By a yid, we be'etzim are an essence of tahara. Elamite is dirt externally on the outside, so you wash it off, you cleanse it off with the mikvah with Parah Aduma. So that is really the essence of the Yid. And the truth is that this is a medrash. In Parshas Vayera, the medrash says a whole list of things that Avraham Avinu did. Atomar to Yukach Namayim, Chayecha, that I will give you, I will allow you to be cleansed, like it says. I mean, the lashon of the medrash is, Rachatsu Hizaku. The Navi Yeshaya says, wash yourself, cleanse yourself. So what kind of a schar is that? It's a tzivu, that's all it is. I mean, it's a chiv to do something. Where's the schar over there? There's the schar gufa is that we are have a smooth skin, legabi tumah. Tumah remains an external. It doesn't become a chelik of our essence. It doesn't get embedded in our metzias. Memelu were able to be metara ourselves. Avraham Avinu, when he said Rachatzu Ragleichem, he was afraid of the dust of the Avodah Zarah. That's how careful he was. And Avraham Avinu, who was our ancestor, he ingrained in our Metzias, he was Meirish to us, that legacy, that we are Be'etzem Tor. And if any tumah, if any dirt attaches, Rachatzu Hizaku, just wash yourselves. And Parah Adum is that cleansing agent. Memele, Memela, that's why we have to remember that. And if we remember that we are Batsim Tahirim, then our whole Hanhag is a different Hanhag. It comes with an achrayus that we have to keep ourselves tahir, and we can't come into contact with Tumah, and we have to watch ourselves. This is our Metzias. Memela, this is something that we have to remember every single year. That's why there's an Indian of saying that it's Deiraisa. Zayis Chukas HaTorah, Sfarim bring down, again, the famous question, why does it say Zayis Chukas HaTorah? It should be Zayis Chukas HaPorah, or Zayis Chukas HaTahara. So I once saw one of the Sfarim that says that the Torah is being Meramis to us over here, that the same way Porah Aduma is a Metaher, Limud HaTorah is also a Metaher. The Torah in general is a Metaher. Torah has that... If Parah Aduma is one mitzvah from the entire Torah, so then the Torah itself, Kal V'chaymer, has a chayich of being mitayr. And Zoyis Chukas HaTorah, it's a chayich, we can't understand it. You can sometimes see people that are totally far, far from Torah, and they immerse themselves in Torah, and it mamish turns them over completely. That's a chayich, that's something that we can't understand. I see it with Bachram and Yeshiva. You know, Bachram that comes, little kids, and they start learning seriously, they turn into mamish ganze, different people. Chofetz Chaim said, Chofetz Chaim says, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, that the Torah is Mesukah Midvash, the knife is Tzufim. So the Heilig of Chofetz Chaim. So David Yadur, there's a halach in the Shitas of Rishayim, that if something tray falls into a big vat of honey, so after a while, it turns into honey, and it's mutter to eat the whole thing. Why? Because honey has a kayach of changing the whole metzias of the thing that falls into it. So the Chofetz Chaim, if honey has that kayach, and the Torah is mesukah midvash, life is sufim, so kal v'chaymer, the Torah has the kayach of transforming somebody into a shtik Torah. And that's the pshat, zoyis chukas ha-Torah. It's a chayik which we can't understand. How do people that have no shaykhs, and then they immerse themselves in Torah, and they become different people, they become tahar. Zoyis chukas ha-Torah, but the Torah has the chayik of doing that. There's a nifla de gemesha chacham in this week's parasha. A nifla de gemesha chacham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Kach es hamata, v'hakel es ha'edo atov Aaron, gather together the congregation, you and Aaron Ochicha, v'dibartem el hasela le'enehem, speak to the rock in front of their eyes, v'nos ha'meimov, v'hoitzeso le'hamayim min hasela, v'hishkeso es ha'edo v'es bi'iram. So there's a number of diyukim over here in the pasuk. First of all, it says over here, v'hoitzeso lohem mayim. It doesn't say mayim rabim. It says v'hoitzeso lohem mayim. You should bring forth for them water. It doesn't say a lot of water. Later on in the pasuk, in pasuk yud'al, this is pasuk ches. Later on in pasuk yud'al, it says, when Moshe Rabbeinu hit the stone, Vayetu Mayim Rabbi. Hashem said, you bring out water. Later on it says, when it came out, Vayetu Mayim Rabbi. Another diuk, Meshech Chochem makes. Here it says, Vishkisa es ha'edo v'es bi'iram. The Edo and their animals. The S is mafsik, between the people and the animals. Later on, in Pasuk Yud Aleph, it says, Vateisht ha'edo uvi'iram. There's no S over there to separate between the two. So the Meshech Chochmah says a double nifla. Meshech Chochmah says that ideally, when we get food from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the man, or water that's straight from the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the bracha is not in the amount, the bracha is in the eichus, and the quality. And ideally, the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, we should eat a little bit and it should expand in our stomachs. The less eaten, the better. The brach is mitzuya. And by the mon, that's the way it was. By the mon, the greater the person was, the less he had to eat, it was mizbar of memeya. The same way tzaddikim founded by their doorstep, and Beinanim had to go after it, and Rishon had to run after it, in the way they ate the mon, tzaddik had to eat a little bit vizehu. and it was Mizbar, we may have the same thing with drinking. Ideally, if it comes from the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you drink a little bit, and it's really a spiritual satisfaction. It's the nefesh, the neshama, that's satisfied, and that goes, it trickles down to the guf. But the satisfaction comes from a higher source. Lehepar, the more gashmius that the bracha is, it's less from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then you have to eat more, and it's more of a physical kind of a pleasure. It's less of a ruchnius dik pleasure. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, V'dibartem al ha'sela, you'll bring out mine, you'll give it to them to drink, and that's going to be coming straight from me. You're going to be my shliach to give it to them. That water is going to be coming straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, he says, it doesn't say Maim Rabbe. You'll bring out water, and that little water that comes directly from my hand will be blessed in a spiritual way, and it'll be Mizbar B'meyah. And therefore, the drinking of the people and the drinking of the animals is going to be separated by an S, because the people, of course, have an neshama. So their drinking will be a spiritual drinking. The animals, for states, will drink to satisfy their stomachs. But what happened to Maisa? Maisa Rabbeinu did not listen. He hit the rock. It didn't come mamish directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yotzim Maim Rabim, he needed a lot of water to satiate the tzibur. And then it says, Vayesh them uvi iram. It was together. It was the same kind of a quenching of the thirst. It was a physical kind of the quenching of the thirst. This is a brilliant shot from the Meshech Chacham. Rav Shimon Schwab says another gewaldigim chudish the kipshad on this. He also makes these diyukim. You know, in the beginning it says the es b'iram, the es is mafsik, it separates between the people and the animals, and later on it goes together. And he also adds, he tells that all the mafarshim try and find an aveira. The Moshe Rabbeinu did this one, says it was this aveira, this one says it was that aveira. He got angry, he didn't listen to Hashem, he could have made a bigger Kiddush Hashem. But Rav Schwab asks a question. It says that someone that's mezakeh the rabbim ain chet ba'al yodei. The chet doesn't come to his hands. So how could it be? Moshe zocha v'zikah as a rabbim. Moshe is the epitome of being mezakeh as a rabbim. And aveira came into his hands. How could that be? So he says a chiddush nifla in the pasuk. He says that this is not called a chet ba'al yodei. It was a chet that came al yidei acherim. What's the beer? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, V'dibartem al ha'sela, V'hishkisa es ha'eda, you should give them to drink. So Moshe Rabbeinu was wondering, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanting, and he used the lashon to be mashke the eda. So Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid that this water would be mevarer, who is truly loyal to Hashem, and who is not. Like the Mei Soit, it says, you should be mashke the soita. And like Moshe Rabbeinu did by the Chet Egel, it says that the eagle was ground up, he put it into the water and he gave it to drink, and that water was Mavara, who was Eivet Avedah Zarah. It was holding over here where the Eda was already the complete Eda, Kol HaEda, they were complete. All the people of the Dor HaMidbar had died out. The Chait of the Meraglim is already forgotten. Moshe Rabbeinu thinks to himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still wants to cleanse out Klal Yisrael, and he wants more people to die. See, he bedavka was over on the tzivui of Hashem. He was makriv himself, and he was willing to accept an einish so that it should not be the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it, and that way the water will not have the koyach of being mafchin between Sadik and Rasha. That's why lechitchila it says v'yishkisu es ha'edo v'es v'iram. The es is mafsik. The eda was a purpose of differentiating who's a tzaddik and who's not. By the behemoths, it wasn't shy of such a thing. At the end, after Moshe Rabbeinu had refused to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the sake of Klal Yisrael, it says them and Be'iram, it didn't do the job of the Hashkoh, and it wasn't, this was the Koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he did it for the sake of Klal Yisrael, he was willing to be makriv himself. That answers Rav Schwab's original question. It's called Mezakeh Sarab Mein Chet Ba'al Yodei. This did not come out Yodei. This was not his Egen Aveira. This was an Aveira for the sake of Klal Yisrael, and he did it with Kavana. And it teaches us the Gevaldig Mesiris Nefesh that Moshe Rabbeinu had for Klal Yisrael, that he was willing to suffer the consequences for the sake of Klal Yisrael. That's a paladin. It's a big chiddush. It answers up the diuk in the pasuk, and Itaka says at the end, the second time, it doesn't say that Moshe Rabbeinu was mashke. The water came out of Mamela and they drank. It doesn't say that he was mashke because he was taka over on the Dvar Hashem for the sake of Klal Yisrael. I once heard in Nifla the Gemaisa. I don't have time to go through the Gansa Maisa. It's a fascinating story about the Dibbuk of Navardik. I might have once mentioned it over. There was a Navardik in Dibbuk that went into a Bacher and it was saying all kinds of things. Who's a Chayte? Who's not a Chayte? People ran to all sides. They didn't want to come in contact. He would see a fellow. Guy's walking in his kapok and his Hamburg, says, "Oh, I love you. You did this, Rebbe. You know, and if a guy would have a Ruri Chu, he says, "I hate you. I can't stand you." They brought him to Rav Chaim Volozhiner, they brought him to other tzaddikim, they couldn't do anything. And finally, they had to rush him out of Vilna and out of Russia, because the Russians, when they heard about these hocus pocus kind of things, they used to right away get rid of the guy. So they had to rush him out of the country. They brought him to the Koshnitz Magid. So the Koshnitz Magid started saying Seamus to get rid of the Dibbuk, and the Dibbuk started laughing at him. He says, "You're using Seamus to get rid of me. I know all those Seamus." He says, "I come all the way from Bayis Rishon. I'm a Gilgul all the way from Bayis Rishon." So he says, "You're a Gilgul all the way from Bayis Rishon? Why are you so nisgalgul?" He says, "I was the first one to throw a stone at Zechariah Navi. And even though my stone didn't really, barely touch them, but it was the ma'ir of everybody else to throw stones, so Mamela, I get the ancient for everybody, and all of the dairis that followed because of the churban, and all of the people that went off the derech, and all the people that suffered, that's all on my cheshbon. And that's why I have to come back as a gilgul over and over and over again." So Koshnan Tzemagid was thinking, and he thought of a way to be melamed tzchus on this gilgul. He said, "Lamais is Zechariah. Zechariah, he said, is nevuah, but for the sake of Klal Yisrael, he should have been kodesh nevuah. Even though the halacha, that's not the halacha of relimut tzchus of this for this gilgul. That Zechariah was wrong. He shouldn't have said his nevuah to spare Klal Yisrael the ancient. He should have been over on the avera." And this is what he's saying about Moshe Rabbeinu. So all of a sudden, a big pillar of smoke, of fire, came out from the Bacher all the way to Shemayim, and the Gilgul was gone. That was Mimuschus of the Koshnitz Magid. But that's this, I thought when I saw the Maisa, and it was an unreliable source, and it's a very, very funny kind of a limud zchus, but I hear Rav Schwab's vart over here that he says that Moshe Rabbeinu did this. That is the mesiras nefesh that a leader has to have for his people. That what? Right. That doesn't stem. Right. Right. Okay. Yeah. Right. Vayar Bolog ben Tzipor, Kolash Rossi Yisrael Amayri. In all of Parshas Bolog, there's not one psucha or stuma. Usually the Parshias have psuchas, stumas, there's a hefsek in between Parshias. In all of Parshas Bolog, you don't find one psucha or one stuma. So I saw brought down Hagoyin of Shmuel David Volkin Zatzal, who was a Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim, said over from the Chofetz Chaim, that it's Yudua, there's a Sefri that Rashi brings down in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, that the purpose of a Psucha and a Stuma was for Moshe Rabbeinu to be Mizbainin between one parsha and the other. To absorb it, to take it in, to think it over, to take the Limudim, that was the purpose of a Psucha and a Stuma. But Ayos, this parsha deals primarily with Bilam. Bilam was the exact epoch of that. Bilam did not think. Bilam was given supernatural koyches doima to that of Moshe Rabbeinu, but he never used it to think. And supernatural things happened to him, and he didn't stop to think about what's going on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him once, "Don't go with them."
He doesn't hear what Hashem is saying. And Nachum Eli tells him, don't go with them. And finally, he's riding on his chamor, and the chamor turns this way and that way. He doesn't take it. And finally, the chamor moves against the wall and grazes his leg. Starts hitting the chamor, doesn't take any remorse. And finally, Nisim of Nisim, one of the greatest Nisim of all time in history, the chamor starts talking to him. So, the one of us faint on the spot, you know. Why did you hit me these times, you know? Am I used to doing this to you? Well, I'll tell you why. Because he just has a conversation with him. You know, he talks back to the chamor. Who told you to go there? Shaita Sheba Olam. There's a message over here. And then the Malach appears to him. So that's someone that doesn't think. And the nail of this parasha does not have psukas and stumas to show what could happen if a person goes through life and doesn't put thought to it. This is the Chofetz Chaim's Moedik and Marshav. Li HaKotan, I had a different Marshav, which I think is also a Moedik Limud. And then this is the Sfarim bring down this Limud, but I'm just sticking it into this, that there's no psukas and stumas. No psuchas and stumas, and they're not thinking, goes on us. The Gemara says, Tama loy choli loy margish mar, gavra demora siyaya. How much a person, when he has siyata deshmaya, he doesn't even realize it. He says, let's think of the siyata deshmaya that the Bnei Yisrael had during Parshas Bala. They're in the midbar, they are oblivious to what is going on in a different country, where Balak hires Bilam to curse them. And Bilam had the kayach. He knew exactly the second of the day when HaKadosh Baruch gets angry, as the Gemara says in the Sefer Brachos. And he knew how to give a kloa, you know, and he knew exactly the moment to do it. They were in grave danger, the Bnei Yisrael. So what HaKadosh Baruch do? He changed the Sidrei HaTeva. Number one, he didn't get angry. That whole period of time, when it says, V'keil zoyein b'chol yoyin, did not get angry b'chlap. He tries dissuading Bilam in all kinds of ways. Se'helfnish. The Chamor starts talking to him. He's Mishana Sidri Ateva. And this Piho Osling was created, Mishesis Yimei Bereshis Bein Hashmoshes. Now Yisrael are totally oblivious to this. And finally Bilam gives the kolos, and it turns into brachas. Bnei Yisrael have no idea what is going on. That's the pshat. Why is no psuch and stum over here? They did not have any yidia and any machshava about it, and it's a limud to us. There's nisim that go on around us that we are not privy to b'chlal. We're surrounded by 70 goyim. I mentioned this kama v'kama pa'amim. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in the beginning of his pirush on tefillah, that if you want to see nisim that are daima to Yetzias Mitzrayim, is the survival of Klal Yisrael throughout the Doris in history. He says, it doesn't make sense. We're surrounded by 70 goyim, and the goyim want to wipe us out, and they hate us, and we know that they hate us. And Afal Pi Kein, we survived, and our level of living, our quality of life is at least as good, if not better. I would say it's 1,000 times better. You live in a Yiddish neighborhood, the Heilig Yidden, and Mamish, the Seder Achaim is so beautiful. You know, how can you be Madonna? And we've survived and we've thrived. Yes, there have been bad times, and yes, there have been times when they were Masliach. We don't understand all the time. That's our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Abba Lamaisa, that's a tremendous nice. Kama Lachodli Bolimar Gishmar. So there's no hisbaininess on that. We don't even understand it, and we don't stop to think. So this lack of a psucha or a stuma is really a message to us. That's Lanias Daiti. Over Chofetz Chaim's pshat is, how can I say a pshat when the Chofetz Chaim says a pshat? Over that's something that fell into my mind. Just one final vart. The last pasuk in the parasha. Vayihiyu hameisim b'mageifa arbo v'esrim olif. The meisim and the mageifa nebuch of this terrible travesty that happened when they were mizanu with the b'nois moyav were 24,000. So if you look at the pasuk, it's a very strange thing. Vayiru ha-mesim ba-mageifa, under the word ba-mageifa is an esmachta. Why should that be? I mean, vayiru ha-mesim ba-mageifa above eshem olaf. Why should we stop in the middle of the pasuk? As if to say, vayiru ha-mesim ba-mageifa. That doesn't make sense. So there was a year that sounded by the name of Rav Shraga Feivel of Smargan. He lived in the times of the Vilna Gaon. And he was nifter. And years after he was nifter, he came to his son in a dream. His son asked him, well, what are you doing now? He says, I'm on my way to bring greetings to the Vilna Gaon, who was very much alive. He says, why are you bringing greetings to him? He says, because he said a good pshat in Parshas Boy. It's a pshat that we said over in the past. It says, well, yitin amashtas reshus lingoyf es botechem. I'm not going to give the mashkas reshus. So the guy asks, he says, aniveloi malach, aniveloi sorov, aniveloi hashliach. What mashkas? When mashkas? The malach amavis wasn't here. So the guy said a chiddush. That even the people that were supposed to die natural deaths that night through the Malach HaMavis, Hashem did not allow the Malach HaMavis to take them so that the Mitzriim should not say that Tzvi Yidden also died. Well, Yidden HaMashkas, you know, Zichr Makas B'chayrus Hashem did himself. But those Yidden that reached their age, their old age, they're supposed to die of old age. I'm not going to let the Malach HaMavis take them so that the Mitzriim should not see it. So I was sent, Menashamayim, to give him a yashikoyev for that pshat. So he asked his father, why did they send you a punt? Like, why were you zeichet to the shlichus? So he says, because I sent a similar pshat on this pasuk over here. Vayiyu ha-mesim ba-mageifa. Hashem had to take away 24,000 people. Over Hashem had rachmonis. So those people that were supposed to die anyway, he included in the cheshbin of 24,000. Vayiyu ha-mesim ba-mageifa. The mason that was supposed to die anyway, he included in the Mageifa. How much was the total? Arba Vesrin, Elif. So I believe I once saw that Chaim Volozhiner found in the Kisvei Agra, Valdon Itin Li Shlomim in Shemaya. For this pshat, they gave me Shalom in Hashemaya. Next week there's not going to be a shiur. I want to wish everybody a guten, gesunden Sommer. We should all come back healthy and for Elzman, we had such a good Amen. Have a good job.